It sounds as if, from what you're saying, the only kind of legitimate review or check on ICANN's policy is this kind of threat of defection. Is there anything, any more formal structure by which these questions and policies can be reviewed, and if not, should there be?
Well, you know, there's a lot of chit-chat about that in the summer of 98 in constructing our bylaws, and, you know, as among bylaws for non-profit technology-oriented companies, and I've started up several of those companies, these bylaws have very extensive checks and balances in them for looking at the judgment of the directors. I mean, for one thing, there's the creation of supporting organizations which are presumptively are given the presumptive power to make the primary recommendations in the technical areas for which they're responsible for. There's the reconsideration structure in which any decision can be challenged by anyone, and the board is required to specifically review such a challenge. And then beyond that, there's the independent review provision, which we're almost done with, which will create an external body to deliberate on whether in any given situation the board violated its own bylaws.
Right.
There are very few, if any. In fact, I've never seen or heard of another American nonprofit corporation that has those structures associated with double-checking the judgment of the directors. That doesn't mean that the verdict over the next several years will be that they're necessarily adequate, but they certainly are a substantial step up from any comparable model.